and they hated him yet the more. Praise the Lord. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding our sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheave rose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obeisance to my sheaves. And his brethren said, it's funny here. You know, they can be so hateful and hate him, but they're interpreting his dream. They're getting the interpretation of his dream, and it was correct. And his brethren said unto him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Yes. Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? Yes. And they hated him yet the more. Something, I'm sure, touched their hearts, and it rang true that what he's telling you, or what he's telling us, is true. There's something about if you reject the word of the Lord, there's an odd feeling that comes in your heart. Perhaps it could be hatred. If you reject what is true, then you'll receive what is a lie real quick. Praise the Lord. Can you say praise God? For his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it to his brethren. And said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And they told it to his father and his brethren. And his father rebuked him. Shame on you, Jacob. He was just a chip off the old block. Jacob knew what it was like to dream. He had some dreams. He dreamed of a ladder that was in the earth and the top touched through heaven. And the angels ascending and descending. And in that place, he called Bethel, that he had seen God face to face. So he knew something about dreaming. And read on a little further and you'll see it too. And said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come and bow down ourselves unto the earth? And his brethren were grieved. But his father observed the saying. He knew there was something to this. You can be seated. He knew that there was something to this dream. For he was a dreamer himself. And when they were working, his brothers were out in the field at Dothan, where they should have been. But they wasn't there. His father told him, go find them. And he found them in some other place. And it says, the scripture says, as they were coming afar off, they had conspired to kill him. And they said, behold, the dreamer cometh. I want you to know that some people will hate you because of your dreams. I wish our young people were in here tonight. They will hate you because of your dreams. They will hate you because of what you aspire to be in the Lord. They will be envious of you. They will hate you. They would want, if they could, cut your throat. They hate you. Joseph was coming, they were going to kill him. But the oldest brother said, let's don't kill him. He's our kin. Let's just throw him down this hole here. So they did. They threw him in the hole, and when these Israelites came by, they sold him to them and took him into Egypt. I want to tell you tonight that some that are in dark spot, but I know and trust in the Lord that He's able to see you through. I want you to know tonight that God is with you. He is with you. He is our God, and He said that He wouldn't leave us, nor would He forsake us. And Joseph was sent into Egypt, and he was thrown into prison for a lie. Later on, he was honorable. He did what he should do. He was a good-looking man. He was smart and took care of his business. He drew the attraction of an evil woman. that grabbed a hold of him. He left his coat with her. She lied on him. They threw him in prison for a while. I'm telling you, he was in a dark place. But I want you to know tonight that you're out of your darkness and out of your dilemma can come a song in the night. I'm telling you, a true song from the heart. One of worship and adoration and understanding that it's Him who has made the difference. Who has brought you out of darkness and into a marvelous light. In the darkness, there are some blessings. When you're in the darkness, you can be close to Him than you've ever been before. Somehow the darkness would cause you to go to a place of prayer and seek after the Lord harder and more than you ever have. And He shows up and He blesses. And you feel His sweet spirit. And He encourages you. Although you're still in the darkness, He will encourage you to come on. And you draw close to Him and you feel Him and you're encouraged. The sweet presence of the Lord. And you sing and praises unto Him. And you worship and you feel His love and His mercy as He's shedding it down on you. The grace that's saying, come on, baby. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. Our God is a faithful God. He don't run off just because there's a storm. But He'll go right into the storm with you. And I want you to know tonight that the anchor holds. It holds. It holds. And it's sure and it's in a firm spot. The only way to loosen the anchor is to go another direction. You're pulling against it. The forces, you're pulling against the struggle. You're pulling against it. And you're saying, Master, help me. I need You. I may see some things in the land right now that discourage me. But just keep pulling. Just keep pulling. Keep holding on to the anchor. Because I want you to know the anchor holds. Just hold on. Just hold on. Hallelujah. Just hold on in the darkness. God will give you a song in the night. Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
I want you to know in the happy moments, praise Him. In the difficult moments, seek Him. In the quiet moments, worship Him. In the painful moments, trust Him. In every moment, thank Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I worship You, Jesus.
Yeah,
I praise You, Lord. Thank You for seeing me through it. Thank You, Jesus. Trust Him. Thank You, Jesus. Verse 37, chapter 37 says, and they took Joseph's clothes after they went back home. They took his garment, his coat of many colors. And they killed a kid before they went home and they dipped it in blood. And they sent the coat of many colors to their daddy and asked him, is this the coat? And he said, yes, it is. Confirming to him that Joseph was no more. And he said in his heart, he said, Joseph is without a doubt rent in pieces. I want to tell you what the devil would like to do. He would love for you to misread the situation by the obvious facts.
Yeah.
It's what you don't know. It's what the adversary wants to capitalize on. You must broaden your focus
right,
to see the unseen world of faith and of trust. I will cry unto thee. Then my enemies will turn back. This I know, for God is with me. Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding.
Right. Amen.
In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. In the dungeon where Joseph was, he leaned on the Lord. He trusted the Lord. He trusted Him that He would see him through. He trusted that God would bring him through it. There is a peace in trust. There is a comfort in trust. When I got ready to lay down in that bed, I was okay until I laid my head back on that pillow and looked up, and there was that machine. I didn't know what I felt like jumping up and running. I knew I had to do it. And I don't know why. I've always been courageous. I've been 110 feet down in the ocean floor in a cave, dark as night. I couldn't see a thing. I wasn't afraid in a tunnel. And I got out of there. It was in the ocean. And I was never afraid. But when I laid down in that bed, I was afraid. I got up. I sat on the side of the bed. And I knew I had to do it. I had to do it. And I said, "Master, when I am afraid, come to me. Draw me close to you. I need you. I need you now. I don't need you all in 10 minutes after this, but I need you right now. I need you now, Master. I need you, Master. Come to me and help me through this." And he did. I laid down and the peace of God swept over me. I felt like everything was going to be okay. And I want somebody to know tonight that you may be in the darkness, wondering, when does it end? When is this all going to end? But I want you to know the Lord is with you. He is with you now. He is with you in the darkness. When you're fumbling around and you don't know what to do, I'm telling you, God knows about it. He knows where you are. He feels your heartbeat. He hears your cry. He knows your prayers. He's been listening every time you weep and you cried, "Master, I just don't know." But He's there. He's heard it. He's listening. He's inquiring. He's with you. He has not forsaken you. But I want you to know He'll bring you out. You just trust Him. Just trust Him and lean not on your own understanding. But I want you to know God is doing something to you. He's doing something to you, Sister Margaret. You may not know the answer, but I want you to know He knows all about it. He's a great God. He's not forsaking you. He's encouraging you. He's made your steps. And He says that there's nothing that happens to you in your life that He can't make it for your good. I'm telling you, I don't know what you're going through, but I know that God knows all about it, and that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if I know about it, Brother Grissom knows about it, or your family knows about it, but long as He knows about it, long as He knows about it, He can do something about it. Hallelujah. That's why He's I Am, because He is. Hallelujah. Because He is. He's there. He's there in the trouble. Hallelujah. He's there when everything seems to be going wrong and you don't have an answer. He's there. He's right there with you. He hadn't left you. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. The Lord knew what He was doing. He is the greatest lover. He loves you. Praise the Lord. God so loves, it's the greatest degree. He loves the world, the greatest company that He gave. That is the greatest act. His only begotten Son, the greatest gift. That whosoever, the greatest opportunity, believeth. That is the greatest simplicity in Him. That is the greatest attraction. Should not perish. That is the greatest promise. But that is the greatest difference. Have, that is the greatest surety. Everlasting life, that is the greatest possession. And that's what you have tonight. When you're in Him, you have all of the fullness of the Godhead. You are complete in Him. And I'm telling you tonight, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Sometimes we worry about things that we shouldn't. But I want you to know tonight, He has an answer. He already knows. We want to look at just a few things. And that's all we can see. These things. And that's what Jacob did. He was looking at these things. Joseph is not. Simeon's locked in prison. And now they're going to take Benjamin. And that's all he could see, these things. That's all he could see. But what about them? What about those things?
Yes, sir.
What about everything else? What about what God can do? Not just looking at the situation and misreading it. But that's what God would like to do for you. The devil would like to do to you tonight and the next couple of days. He'd like to get you at home and have you looking at just these things. He'd like to mislead you a little bit. And I had that very experience this past couple of weeks. I was so busy thinking this is the way it is. But it really wasn't. I didn't know till later. I was discouraged. I was kind of discouraged. But on the inside, I just heard a voice that said, just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust me. But I seen all of that. I'm thinking, it don't look right what I think it ought to look like. Just trust me. Just trust me. And sure enough, when I finally got through it, it wasn't what I thought it was. I realized that God had a plan. And He's got a plan for you all along. Just trust Him. He'll be on the other side when you get there. I'm telling you, He will. Praise the Lord. God is good. Do you know that they say that training a tropical bird to sing in a cage, they'll put a blanket over it. And in the darkness, in a little while, he'll start to sing. Singing a song in the night. A song in the dark season of my life. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the great I am. And you are my friend. The only thing I need is you, Jesus. You are the great emancipator that set my spirit free. Hallelujah. You've been my peace. You've been my joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has been truly my friend. Praise God. He's so good to me. Do you feel that same way tonight? Jesus, perhaps maybe the darkest time for Him in the crucifixion on the cross. I understand by the thanks of my pastor. Something that I thought so beautiful that I'd like to share it with you. And perhaps you'll remember it too. Jesus on the cross. You know, you think He would be so aggravated up there. And all of those people that hate Him down there at His feet. And those bidden, gambling over His garment. And He would have been in so much pain that He couldn't think of nothing else. But it's not true. Our Lord, our God, our friend, was on the cross and He was singing. He had a song in the night. Praise the Lord. If you'll read Psalms 22 and 1, begins Psalms 22 and 1, it starts out like this. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? It's a song that he sang while he was on the cross. The scripture says that he endured the cross for the joy. And I was thinking about the joy. What was it that made him sing? What was it that he was singing about? I read the Psalms. I read all of it, and it's beautiful. Get a chance, go back and look at it for yourself. The reason he was singing is because he had a joy in his heart. In the midst of affliction, amidst of oppression, amidst of struggle, he had a song. The reason he had the joy is because he had brought redemption to his brethren. He had made a way now to redeem a people that had no hope. And that was his joy. He had brought remission of sins.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? That was his joy. That was his song. He was singing of the affliction. Hallelujah. He was singing of the hard time. And the sweet, sweet spirit that he had, he began to worship in a song that his brethren, the Jews, recognized that as he was singing it. They realized that he's singing a psalm of David. They understood that he was the Messiah. They understood that. Praise the Lord. God is good tonight to us. God has a plan. For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not thoughts of evil. To give you an expected end. He thinks toward you this way. And if he thinks this way and he's with you, you got nothing to lose. Take it. We're going to make it. One of these days, we're going to walk on the streets of gold. One of these days, as it is so real right now, as I see you out there, one of these days, we're going to look out and we're going to wake up and we're going to look and see the streets of glory. I wondered, when I was in that hospital, I was thinking about, I was kind of afraid of it, of dying. Brandy thought I'd died, and I thought I'd died too. But I didn't. The Lord is good to me. Anyway, I was thinking about what would it be like. Have I done everything that I need to do to make it to heaven? Because I didn't have another chance. This is it. And I thought it was like this. It's like trying to lose weight for whatever to get in that nice looking suit. And I weighed way overweight, and there's no way that I could get in that suit tonight. Well, sometimes I was thinking in the same lines as this, is that here I am at this threshold. I can't go back and do it again. I can't get ready in a moment. I can't get ready so fast. And when I left the hospital, I determined that I was going to be ready for that day. I want to go out worshiping and praising the Lord. I want to praise Him. I want to die in a surety that everything is okay. And the peace of God covers my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cover me, Lord. Cover me, Lord, in my home. Cover me, Lord, as I walk and as I think. Let the thoughts in my heart be acceptable in your sight, Master. I got to thinking about all of those things. I want to be ready. The dark time in my life, the Lord was with me. And I want to assure you tonight, God is with you. And He's seeing your problem. He's seeing your dilemma. And it's not too big for Him. He's able. He is very well able. If you will cry unto Him, and you'll pour your heart out to Him, He will hear you. He will hear you. He will not push you away. He will not be too busy. He will hear you. And He'll come to your rescue. And He will bless you. He will encourage you. And you can feel His sweet spirit. You can't trade nothing for that. The sweet spirit of the Lord is so good in the midst of a storm. The sweet spirit of the Lord comes into your wherever you are, manifests Himself to you, and you feel Him. It's nothing like that. The Spirit of God, and especially if you're in a dilemma. Yeah. It's confirmation everything's going to be okay. And that's what I felt when he was with me in the hospital. The sweet Spirit of the Lord came to me, touched me, and I knew everything would be okay. Hallelujah. He answered my prayer. I felt His Spirit. Hallelujah. Confirmed to me that everything was going to be okay. And God will do that for you. He will touch you. And He will confirm to you that He's still in control. Right. Even if you don't know what the outcome is still going to be, He'll confirm it to you that everything's going to be okay. And it don't matter what it's going to come out like then. It just doesn't matter. It just don't matter. I remember I had a stroke or a spell there in the hospital. And they were trying to wake me up or whatever they were doing the chest rub and snapping their fingers and poking me in the face. But there was a sweet Spirit of the Lord with me. As if I was just ready to go off to sleep. You ever been asleep? How good it feels to, right before you go, that sweet feeling of relaxation. Oh, it feels so nice. You ever been worked all day and tired, ready to lay down? And when you lay down, it just feels so good, you don't want to get up. That's kind of the way it felt like. I didn't really want to come back. I wasn't afraid, but I felt so good. It's something like that. The Lord was with me. He's able to keep you in the midst of the darkness. He's able to give you strength and encouragement in the middle of a struggle. I don't know what you're going through and how long you have to go through it, but I want you to know the Lord is with you. He sees. He sees. He sees your need. That's why they call Him Jehovah Jireh. Because He sees the needs of those that come to worship. I'm telling you tonight, when you came through those doors and you began to worship Him, you began to praise Him, He sees your need. And I want you to know He's well able to provide whatever you need because He is Jehovah Jireh. I'm telling you, He is able. There is no means of measurement to define His limitless love. God is able to touch at any distance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is there.
Right. He's there.
He's Jehovah, the other name. I can't remember that one. Shema, something like that. Means He is there. He's right now. He's right there. He's there because He is. He said, I am because He is. He is there all the time. You can't get around a corner quick enough to get away from Him. He's there. David said, if I went to hell and made my bed in hell, or I went to the heights of heaven, I would still be in His presence. You can't get away from an all-knowing God. You cannot. And God knows your situation. He looks right into it. And He knows what it takes to make it right. Praise the Lord. But He's not given us the spirit of fear, but He's given us the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. That's the thing to cherish, a sound mind. He fills us with His love. The only thing that will run out fear is love. And God can give us the love of God to run out that fear. David said, what time I am afraid, he says, I will trust the Lord. And I want you to know tonight, just because you're afraid doesn't mean that everything's gone wrong. But you can trust Him in your fear. You can trust Him and He can drive it out. He can drive it out and He can give you a peace. And you can feel the love of God that will give you encouragement. Praise the Lord tonight. I don't know if any of you can hear me, what I've been saying. But I want you to know that God knows all about it. You just trust Him. He'll see you through it. And He'll give you the power. And He'll give you the encouragement. And He'll give you the sober mind so you don't have to see things as they are not. And that's what the devil would like you to do. He don't want you to see the things that you don't see. He wants you to misread the situation so he can confuse you. And he can bring fear into your life. And he can bring doubt into your life. That's what he wants to do. But I'm telling you, you can see it as it is. Because he has not given us a spirit of fear. But he has given us a spirit of love. And of power. And of a sound mind. That so we can see things as they need to be seen. And I pray that the Lord would help me not to deceive my own self. That I would have a sober mind. That I could see clearly His perfect will. See clearly, interpret His word, not be skewed in my perception. But if I can go to the rock that's higher than myself and get up there in that elevation and view from that perspective, take His perspective up there on the rock and get away from all the pollution and the corruption that's down here. But if I can go to the rock and I can climb up, and get up on top of the rock and take His perspective. I know that everything's going to be all right. If I could just keep looking up from whence cometh my help, for my help cometh from the Lord. If I can realize that in my dilemma, if I can slow down long enough to realize that He is with me. Hallelujah. And He's going to see me through it. And I don't have to be afraid. But I can call on His name and He'll come. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? I'm telling you, He'll come to you. And He'll encourage you. He is your strength. And the joy that He could give you will empower you to overcome the obstacles and what the devil would want you to face, the fear. He'd like to trap you in the dungeon of fear. He'd like to step on your throat and say, there's no use to pray. Stay down. There is no hope in prayer. He wants you to believe that. But I'm telling you tonight, I want you to get up. Get up. All the good stuff's on top. And don't be afraid, because God is with you. And He's able to keep you in the storm because the anchor holds. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Why don't you stand with me? Praise the Lord. Why don't we lift our hands to heaven? And let's turn our hearts to Him. I worship You tonight, Jesus. I know You're my strength. I thank You for that. I thank You, Lord, for the help that You brought to me and the encouragement, God, that You brought to my life. I worship You for that. Thank You for the times, God, that I was confused and didn't know where to go, but You did. You said, come on, baby, just keep coming. Hallelujah. And I just kept going. I kept crawling. And pretty soon I was on my feet running. Hallelujah. If you just wait on the Lord, trust in Him, He'll give you strength and you can rise up high and you can go where they cannot catch you, where the enemy cannot go. You can go in that secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. You can feel His wings wrap around you and give you comfort tonight, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. I want You to comfort that person tonight that needs a comforting in the darkness, the season of their life. I'm asking You, God, to encourage those that are facing the dilemma. And Lord, are looking for an answer from You, God. I'm asking You, God, to let Your Spirit pour out upon their situation. I'm not asking You, God, to take them out of it. But I'm asking You, God, to see them through it. Hallelujah. Build their character. Strengthen their faith, Lord. So when they get on the other side, they can look back and say, You were with me. You were there all along, and I trust You, Jesus. I trust You. I trust You. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Trust is just like receiving the Holy Ghost. Before you get it, you don't know how you get it. Before you get it, you're wondering, what is this? What am I doing exactly? Well, when you begin to trust, you're thinking, I just don't know. But I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I'm thanking You, Lord, for it. I just don't know. I still feel the pain. But I'm trusting You, Lord. I still feel the discouragement, Master, but I'm trusting You for it. And when you get on the other side, trust will be full. And God will be pleased. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the struggle, the Lord is with you. And He will encourage you. He will heal your body. He will touch your mind. He will restore things in your heart and mind that you have lost. I want you to know tonight that God, if you once rejoiced in the Lord, you can do it again. If you once sang in tongues as you praised Him, you can do it again. If you once knelt down on your knees and you prayed that prayer of intercessory prayer, it was so sweet and agonizing, you can do it again. You can make the difference in somebody else's life on the other side of the storm. You can be an encouragement to somebody that's going through a battle on the other side of the storm. Hallelujah. You could say, I just trust Him. Keep trusting Him. He's going to see you through it. Hallelujah. We praise You tonight, Jesus. We magnify your holy name and we worship you. You're so good to us. You're so good to
yet
us.
In the darkness,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Even though my eyes can't see, I will praise you for the victory.
Yeah.
I will sing, I will dance, I will praise you in advance for the victory. For the victory.
Yes.
Yet in
yes.
the darkness, still I will see. Even though my eyes can't see, I will praise you for the victory. I will sing, I will dance, I will praise you in advance for the victory. For the victory.
Praise the Lord. Why don't you just close your eyes and reach out to him tonight?
In the darkness, still I will see.
I believe he wants to meet your needs. God is here.
Yet
you lift up your hands and your voice to him.
I will praise
he
you
will
for
hear
the
you.
Victory.
And he will bless you.
I will dance.
And he will encourage
you.
And you can feel the joy of the Lord. And it will be your strength.
For the victory.
Oh, come on. Oh,
yet in the darkness,
hallelujah.
Still I will see.
Worship you, Jesus.
Even though my
magnify
eyes can't
you,
see,
you,
I will praise you for the victory. I will sing, I will dance, I will praise you in advance for the victory.
Yes,
for the victory.